Well, I tell you something, who is online? The horse that we've been talking about, Chris Lees with Carrow Valley. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. The boys are just talking about Jason Collett and the way that he's progressed in Sydney in the last 12, you know, months, 2 years, that sort of thing. And we're talking about Carrow Valley in this race just with no pace. Where, first time at 2,400, what are you thinking?
Well, she's given me the indication she'll run it out. And like you said, Jason's riding very well. He rode her last start and could give her a perfect ride, so I won't be tying him down. There's too many instructions. They went very quick last start and she got a nice drag through the field, but Jason worked that out with the obvious, well, the looking at like it's got not a great deal of tempo in the race.
Drier track today, no issue?
Oh, Ron, she has got a very good wet track profile. Yeah. When we bought her, she profiled that by that in New Zealand, so I must say that, you know, that was one of my reasons for keeping up there. I thought the track would be a little softer than what we'd have down here at Flemington. So, would prefer it a little wetter, but she's in good order.
And she's coping okay. I know she's only had 5 runs back, but she started off at the end of August there.
Yeah, no, she had a good long break before she came in. I think she's starting to come into her own now.
Okay. Olympic Academy you got there as well. He has his moments, and but he's good enough if things go his way.
Yeah, you're right. He mixed form a touch. If everything goes his way, he's quite capable in a race like this.
You got race 5, Calypso Bay, I thought had a chance today. You forget that last run. His run against Intuiri was pretty good with a big weight swing here today.
Yeah, it was, and I think he's got to be ridden a little bit that way. Just a little cold early and don't expose him too early. I think he's going a bit better than he really is, and he's quite capable of letting down well that ridden that way.
Okay, you got Just Dreaming mapping well with a foot on the till, third up now. She likes Rose Hill.
Yeah, she was very good second up. Just found out the last bit, second up at 1500. She gets that right type of run, and I think she'll be thereabouts today.
How's things in Melbourne? Clearly Innocent, how's he doing?
Couldn't be happy with the horse. No doubt I prefer him at 1400, but I'm really looking forward to seeing him down the straight. Any time we've taken to turning type of tracks, it's where he loses ground. So I think he'll appreciate straight track racing. Try to keep him as fresh as we can, staying at the 1200 with the 4 weeks between runs. So yeah, he could run a race today.
Okay. And you got Sense of Occasion on the back up at 2000.
Yeah, he's handled that type of profile before. He ran third in the Queen Elizabeth backing up from the Doncaster. His late sectionals were second or third best in the race without ever threatening last week. To be fair to him, he probably needs to sting out of the track to really get into the big money, but I think he'll run all right.
And you got three.
Chris, we're just watching on TV the Everest, and clearly Innocent's run there. Red Zell wins, and clearly Innocent getting home in the back of the field the last sort of 100 metres or so. Did he take a few days out of it? How did the horse respond out of it?
Oh, he come out of it okay, Andrew. I think the fact for him was I had him very ready first up, and then we had to go again 2 weeks later, staying at the 1,200. With the rail out too, he was turning for a lot longer than he normally would. And I just think it's detrimental to him whenever he's turning at that level. He just seems to lose a bit of ground. Same with his Doomben run in the Stradbroke as opposed to how he went when he was at Eagle Farm.
Yep, okay.
You got 3 nice runners at Newcastle. What's the best of them?
Oh, Kettering probably looks the best, but I thought Naisco was very good winning a maiden, albeit in weak grade. I thought she'll take the next step again today.
Beauty, race 1.
Good luck, mate. Hope it's a successful day down there, and we'll watch the ones at Rose Hill for you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's joining us there, running through them.